kind of meat that you might boil with your greens.
Salt meat.
Salt meat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you remember, like, when you'd slaughter a hog, what they call the meat between the ham and the shoulders?
The middling.
The middling?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what would they make from the middling?
Well, you cut one portion off of it and you make lard, and the other you salt it down and boil it. When I was growing up.
Now, did they ever cure that middling meat?
Oh, yeah. You would cure that, and that's what you boiled with.
You
season
what you boiled
your, uh-huh,
with.
Season your food, beans and greens and things. Well, that's right.
Well, how does that compare to like a bacon? Like what you buy today that's called bacon. I mean, how would that?
Well, yeah, the bacon is cured. They use is naturally a type of solution to give it the hickory smoke flavor, whatever you want. And when I was a child, and my dad salted that middling down, as you call it, and that was your meat for boiling, for seasoning your beans and greens and things.
Yeah.
And of course your hams, you know, you smoked them, and that's why you had your ham and eggs or ham and whatever, you know, for breakfast and like that.
Mm-hmm.
And of course you're taking that ham bone and season the beans the same with it.
Oh yeah, yeah, they use that sometimes.
That's right.
Well, do you know what people call like the crusty part on the edge of the bacon?
The skin.
And now the, if you had, you know, hog meat that you grind up and
put the sausage.
And a man that makes his living by, well, working with meat's called a
butcher.
And if meat's been kept too long, starts smelling bad, you say the meat is
rotten.
Yeah, and you say that when you're talking about what it's done, you say that it's
spoiled.
Now, after you butcher hog, what would you make with the meat from its head?
Souse.
Souse, yeah. And do you know of anything that people would ever make by cooking and grinding up the liver of the hog?
Mother used to make it liver cheese when I was
liver
at home,
cheese.
But I never did learn how to make it.
Do you remember what Bruce used to make? Liver pudding, have you ever heard of that? That's that stuff you like so much with sage in it. Did you ever know if people make anything out of the blood?
I've only heard of it, that's it.
But you never knew what it was called or anything. Well, did you ever hear people taking like the juice from the souse and stir it up with cornmeal, and then they let it get cold, sort of, you know, get solid, and then they slice it up and fry it. Now, if you kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good anymore, you'd say it
rank.
Yeah. Now, do you remember what they call that thick, sour, lumpy milk that they
clabber?
Yeah.
Yes,
remember
indeed.
That? Yeah. Well, what would they make out of that clabber? Type of cheese sometimes did they make?
Well, you can. I don't know how, but I know you can. Cottage cheese.
Yeah. Now, you know, like when you would milk this cow, what would they do to get the impurity out of the milk?
Well, now back in those days, they didn't.
Of course, they didn't pasteurize it. I know it.
No,
but I was wondering,
we didn't have no cream separator or things.
Well,
like
my grandmother was talking about pouring it through a cloth.
You strained it.
That's what she said that they did. I was wondering. Now, do you know a type of fruit pie that's baked kind of in a deep dish, and it'll have like a layer of crust and a layer of fruit? Peaches or apples or something, and then a layer.
A cobbler.
Yeah. And do you remember, like, now my aunt still does this, when she makes a cobbler, she takes milk and sort of thickens it some.